USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Intelligence officials sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially end the lives of 270 million individuals. The White House on the defensive. Reporters are told President Biden makes no apology for referring to Laken Riley's alleged killer in Georgia as an illegal immigrant during his State of the Union speech Thursday.
There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize.
Biden went on MSNBC over the weekend explaining how he regretted using that language and preferred instead to use the phrase undocumented immigrant instead of preferring the phrase illegal immigrants for people. Voters are taking part in presidential preference contests in several states across the country once more this Tuesday. This is both major parties line up support around the top two candidates, former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, ahead of the November general election. Votes are being cast Tuesday in Georgia, Mississippi, Hawaii, and Washington State. Americans are anticipating that high prices will remain for the foreseeable future, according to a recent survey conducted by the New York Federal Reserve. Of course, that's not what central bankers say they think. A former Boeing employee who raised concerns about production standards at the company has been found dead. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years, giving evidence recently as part of a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. The coroner in Charleston, South Carolina, says Barnett died Saturday from a self-inflicted wound in his truck. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Intelligence officials sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially end the lives of 270 million individuals. The White House on the defensive about the issue of President Biden's recent rhetoric on illegal immigration. Reporters are told President Biden makes no apology for referring to Laken Riley's alleged killer in Georgia as an illegal immigrant during his State of the Union speech Thursday.
There was no apology anywhere in that conversation. He did not apologize.
Biden went on MSNBC over the weekend explaining how he regretted using that language and preferred instead more broadly to use the phrase undocumented immigrant instead of preferring the phrase illegal immigrants for people. Airbnb is announcing a ban on indoor security cameras across all listings. The short-term rental platform made that declaration Monday. Previously, indoor security cameras were permitted in common areas if they were clearly disclosed on the listing page and placed in visible locations. This decision follows customer grievances and a sketch addressing the matter on Saturday Night Live. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.